Team Waterhouse Bot had a terrific day at Caulfield yesterday, landing the Norman Robinson Stakes, or the Caulfield Classic, with a really promising three-year-old in Thinking Big. And then the Group 2 Tristark with Shamook. And Adrian's been good enough to join us on the line this morning. Adrian, good morning. I don't think you're at Caulfield. Yes, I didn't see you. Gay was there, but congratulations with the two winners. But I guess the question everyone wants to know is, how's Thinking Big pulled up after yesterday? And any closer to a decision whether he may take on Winx next Saturday?
Hey, good morning, Ray. Good morning, Jimmy. Yeah, thanks very much for that. It was exciting to see him bounce back. Look, no decision on whether there'll be a cup start or anything. I think, we've always targeted the Derby and, left it open as an option. You know, it's good to be able to, have it there as a possibility. But, first and foremost, we want to be able to sort of try and win the Derby with him. That's been the aim all the way through. And if he keeps improving, he's still obviously very lightly raced, and he's come along and made huge progression in such a short space of time. So I think you've got to be able to have those options open. But I guess it's the race has probably changed complexion a bit since 20 years ago. And look, it's a difficult ask for a young horse of that little experience to be able to sort of go onto a race like that so early in his career. But if he's the right horse, well, then we should have that option there.
Yeah. Adrian. Yeah. How do you tell whether he's the right horse? I know Gay's had a history of this throughout the course of her training career, but are you led by the horse as much as anything?
Yeah, certainly by the horse. If he comes through that Derby, even stepping out to the 2,500 metres so early in their careers, so many don't see it out. So if he passed that being the first test and comes out of that in good shape, well, it's certainly a something that has to be thought long and hard about. And if we think it won't sort of jeopardise his, preparation next time in going forward, well, then it's certainly something to be looked at.
Is that a similar situation with next week and the Cox Plate? Adrian, Gay said yesterday she wasn't ruling out potentially taking on Winx with Thinking Big. Any closer to a decision there as well?
No real closer, but I'd say it's more doubtful that we would go that way with him. Mm-hmm. Again, we're thinking what's the correct way to get him to the Derby, and does going to take on Winx jeopardise that? Because certainly no easy task to be trying to take her on again and be in her way. She's just incredible. Every time people try and come up with an excuse for her or find some chink in her armour, she responds in a major way. So I'm sure she'd be there to respond again on Cox Plate Day.
I think the Melbourne Cup's got to mention as well for Thinking Big. $51 presently in the market, Adrian. And again, you just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, look, no decision to be made just yet. But I guess he'd get in on such great conditions, and it would be very tempting to look at it. But nothing will be made today. I'm sorry.
Adrian, I think the key yesterday was he got back on top of the ground. Gay thought in the Spring Champion Stakes, to use her words, probably got bogged down a bit from the 600 metres in the Spring Champion. Still fought on well to run third, but yesterday he just controlled tempo. And the further that race went, Adrian, the more dominant he was.
Yeah, I think there might have been a few factors for that second up failure there. I guess he off a break, he was resuming in the gloaming and won so impressively, and he had everything his own way. So he was very dominant on that occasion. And his first trip out at the 2,000 metres, he had to attempt it at being second up. So he didn't get everything his own way on that occasion. He was from a tricky draw, he was caught wide early, there was a bit more pressure on. And I guess there's a bit of a difference between a 2,000 metres at Randwick and an 1,800 at Rose Hill. So certainly a good test. And I think just being second up and along with those heavy conditions, it just saw him out that little bit, and he wasn't able to be as dominant as he was. And, I still thought he showed his class the way he stuck on. And we weren't disappointed by any means. As much as you hate not being able to capitalise and win a Group 1, you're disappointed going on, not being able to achieve the big result. Again, we were still thinking, all right, we're more than on target for where we need to be for the Derby. So we were really happy with the run there, second up. And so we went down to Caulfield full of confidence yesterday. And I think the key was being able to get across early and again take control, so we didn't run into a situation like we did at Randwick, and he did that so easily. And Tim was just able to control it beautifully. I was he got into such a lovely rhythm and got some great sexuals down there mid race. It was amazing to watch, and yeah, he showed that turn of foot, put it away pretty quickly.
Yeah, he's been fantastic form, hasn't he, Timmy Clark? Another winner for him for you and Gay yesterday with Shamook. She was outstanding. Did that take the stable by surprise a little bit, the comfort of the win?
No, look, not at all. Her win in the Golden Pennant was exactly that. You know, she showed good speed, controlled the race and fought it out strongly. So when she was going to, I guess we stepped up to the mile after that in the Yank Stakes, and going out to the mile for the first time, she just over-raced there early, and that was probably her undoing, again, on the sort of soft track there. So her first time out, she still gave a great kick, but it was just collared late. So we were really happy with the run last start. So going back to the 1,400 metres, we thought, all right, well, she's rock-hard fit. She's settled in well down to Melbourne. Gay said out of all the horses going to the races there yesterday, she'd been the one that had done the best since arriving in Melbourne. So we're expecting a big performance. And again, I guess it was probably just the manner in which she was rated by Tim Clark was probably the reason she was so dominant. Again, he was able just to find the front easy. He controlled it perfectly to his liking, and he skipped clear before they were able to get going again and sort of caught them napping, I guess.
Does that give you the confidence, Adrian, to go back to 1,600 metres again? Because obviously the Meyer Classic looks a logical target if you feel she can run a strong mile.
We'd love to target her to that race. And look, it does really look like the only option for them down there. You know, she's a dual Group 2 winner now. You'd love to get a Group 1 next to her name, and the best chance of doing that is against the fillies and mares. So, we can forgive her for failing at the mile first up at her very first attempt. I think now down in Melbourne, she'll be a little bit more seasoned for it. She'll have a bit of extra work while she's down there. So we'd definitely love to attempt it. Whether we experiment with some gear or removing some gear and taking the blinkers off at the mile, that may just help us settle initially in the early stages. So a couple of things to think about there, but that's definitely the race we want to go to. And I think she can be forgiven for that failure at the mile last time. And if we do see her at the mile this time around, you'd be confident she'll run it out strongly. But either way, if she doesn't, I think she's a perfect horse for a race like the Coolmore next year. You know, if she doesn't happen to pick up that Group 1 and target the race that her mother won.
Yep, well, she's still likely races all ahead of her, as it is with Thinking Big. Terrific big race double for the Waterhouse Bot Stable yesterday. Adrian, thanks for joining us this morning, and the best of luck through the rest of the Melbourne Spring Carnival.
Thanks very much.